This episode of the Inner Hole Uprising is sponsored by Talkspace and Aliwaza. Inner Hole Uprising.
Welcome to the Inner Hoe Uprising,
the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam, one black polyamorous feminist hoe living in New York City.
And me, Rob, one agender pansexual feminist with fatty.
Mm-hmm. And also the god of Kwanzaa.
I am the god of Kwanzaa.
But like, what the fuck that mean? I didn't know Kwanzaa was a religious.
Yes, it wasn't it now. Until now. Got new commandments and shit.
As I mentioned earlier, my name is Sam. I'm the principal host of this here show. That means that week in and week out, I'm here with one of three rotating co-hosts. This week, you're joined by Rob the God, you heard. I'm so sorry I said that like
yeah,
I'm
just, you fucked it up.
I said it like a fucking gentrifier who's really not from New York. I've lived here my whole life, I swear to God. Because I was like, the god of Kwanzaa, and then I was like, you heard? And my brain was just like, you don't say words right now. Malfunction. Freak out. And it was just like, you heard? I'm so sorry, everyone.
It's okay.
All of Brooklyn is like ready to fucking
They're
be
all
at
red.
My doorstep.
They're all angry emojis.
With the new curse thing. the censorship bar. Fuck this bitch. Yeah, and then on week four, we all come together. And you had two episodes of that last week. So, yay.
Yay.
Love us. If you're a new listener to the show, we have some segments for you.
Bae of the Week.
Which is where we talk about people we find attractive.
Ho of the Week.
Where we shout out you guys, the homies, the listeners.
Self-care tip of the week.
Where we give you guys some advice on how to take care of yourself.
Pay a bitch.
Where we beg for money.
My favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck that.
Our current events topics.
Fuck it.
Which is our topic of the day. And today we might be talking about nothing. We'll see how it goes, basically. Because we don't have a guest.
No.
Oh, we had such a great guest lined up.
Oh,
and this episode was supposed
God.
To happen last week. And you guys were supposed to get the mailbag episode this week because we were trying to take Thanksgiving off. And something happened and the best guest ever fell through.
The best guest
yeah.
ever.
But we'll
my,
get him
my
one
personal,
day.
Personal.
Crush.
Personal crush.
Yeah.
Fucked everything.
That
up.
Hurt.
Damn.
But he's going to be on one day.
Yes, one day.
And you'll find out who the best guest ever is.
Fuck me.
Which is where we talk about our sexual, romantic, and dating lives.
Mm, that's not as isn't it. And fuck you.
I went on a date yesterday.
That's what that was. I saw some shit, knew you weren't answering, was feeling some type of way, like, where the fuck is Sam? And I'm like,
why isn't Sam in
date?
Bed like she always is? What the fuck?
Sam's on a fucking date right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I was, and it was nice.
That's really cute. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that then.
Yes, we will.
Fuck you.
Which is where we talk about your sexual romantic dating lives or lack thereof.
Mm.
If you'd like to follow along with the conversation had in this podcast on social media, you can do so by using the hashtag InnerHoeUprising so we can see it and the hashtag PodIn so other people can see it.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break to read a message from our sponsors, though.
I don't know if it's just me or the winter or what, but it seems like there are a lot of folks around that are feeling a bit down lately. And that's why I'm excited to introduce our sponsor this week. Talkspace.
Yay.
If you ever thought about going to therapy, but found it too inconvenient, too expensive, or just too embarrassing to make it into an office, then give Talkspace a try. Talkspace is the online therapy company, and they make it easy to connect with a licensed therapist handpicked just for you. Using Talkspace, you can text, audio, and video message your therapist as much as you want. Your Talkspace therapist can listen to you vent about work or family, explore your relationships with the people around you, and help put you on the path to a happier life. To sign up or to learn more, go to Talkspace.com/help. And as a special offer for our listeners, you can use coupon code HO to get $30 off your first month and show your support for this podcast. That's HO and Talkspace.com/help. Talkspace. Therapy for how we live today.
Yay. And that's H-O-E, ho.
Yes, not H-O.
Yeah.
Don't fuck it up.
Yeah, never fuck it up. Come on, it's in the title of the show. Let's talk about our live show, nigga.
Ooh.
Yeah. This is the copy I wrote. IHU is coming to you lit and live in New York City on Sunday, January 7th in Brooklyn. We are currently selling early bird tickets for $7 and admission plus open bar tickets for $20. So if you're in the New York City area and want to hear us talk our bullshit live and maybe sign them titties, visit bit.ly/IHU-live or just visit that link in the description for this episode or on our social medias currently.
And you should definitely come.
So make sure you buy your early bird tickets before December 3rd. If not, I think they're going to go up to
$10.
Yeah. which, you know, if you want to pay us a little more, you can wait.
Yeah, that's fine. We're not complaining and shit. Like, you can wait till the last. We got a walk of shame ticket. That shit $13. You can wait till the last minute and pay a bitch a whole six extra dollars.
Yes. Or you can just buy the open bar ticket and get fucked up with us.
Yes.
That'll be lit.
Even though I can't get too fucked up because I invited so many fucking people.
Okay.
And I'm like, damn, if I'm like slurring my words by accident, they're going to be like, damn, Rob's an alcoholic. I mean, we thought that they had a problem, but I know it's that bad. Like, they just be coming on the show and just getting fucked up and just talking.
The show just becomes an AA meeting.
And then like a banner is going to just appear in the back and it's going to be a fucking intervention.
We're here for you. We're fucking here for you.
And this segment of fuck me, Rob is wilding
the fuck
up.
Our friend Rob has a problem.
Somebody's going to write a listener letter about me. And I'm going to be very concerned. It's going to be from you.
Witness Rob's destruction live. January 7th, 2018.
It's lit.
Yeah. Let's talk about Bay of the Week now. Don't got no Bays, right?
Nah, I don't.
This week, my Bay of the Week is a good friend of the show, Delta Major, who is a cosplayer. She was on the episode BDSM with her friend Gina, who's also great. But I shouted out Delta this week because her and her girlfriend Ty did a cosplay at some anime convention that happened in New York City like last week or something like that. And they dressed as Korra and Asami from Avatar Legends of Korra. And like at the end of that, the whole entire series, Korra was like going back and forth with these ain't shit niggas or whatever. And then in the end, it was implied that her and Asami fell in love and they kind of like walked off into the distance together.
Interesting.
But it was on Nickelodeon, so like they didn't make out or nothing like that. Yeah, but we were all just like, they gay though.
I know y'all niggas making out when the cameras went off. Y'all was fucking.
Yeah. So Delta and her girlfriend dressed as them and they did it really bomb. I mean, Delta's just a really good cosplayer in general, but I just loved it.
Oh, love you.
So beautiful. So beautiful. That's like black lesbian blurred shit.
Facts.
Just
black,
all good
blurred
stuff.
Love.
Exactly.
Should have a whole website, dating website called
blurredlove.com.
Just cosplaying ass niggas. You want to play Dungeons and Dragons with me?
Aw. No Lloyd, though. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, Lloyd.
Can't escape.
Nah, we can't.
God.
Yeah. Let's go on to hoe of the week now. You got any hoes?
I have approximately one hoe.
Okay.
And that is Dazeeb.
She's cute.
Yes, she is very cute. She's very nice. I'm acting like I'm fucking describing her. You want to date her? damn, nigga.
She's a bachelor's degree.
She's so intelligent. I just am in love. Now, yes, thank you for hitting me up, sliding in my DMs, showing me some love, making me feel like a special nigga.
Yeah.
The rest of you guys are slacking, sliding my DMs ASAP.
More Rob love.
More, yes.
Get it together.
Rob Hive, 2018. Forgot what year it was.
It's almost 2018. You're close.
All right. 2019. Yeah. Let's just keep it 100.
2020.
2020. That's going to be a great year.
If it happens.
Sorry. Sam, you fucking dark Sam. There you go.
Oh, yeah. That was funny. All right. My hoes of the week, or just the collective hoes of the week. I don't really shout out people who do anything for me personally because no one does anything for me personally. Fuck all of you.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding. We got Tanya B, who paid a bitch this week. We have Shakara, who I forgot where she said this. Maybe it was on Instagram or Twitter or in an email. I think it was an email. Yes, it was an email. She said she went back and listened to every single episode up until season two. So she listened to like the first 54 or something like that. I don't remember.
And it was good, but it wasn't that good because we wasn't here.
Damn, son. I was still there and it was great. she listened to all 52 episodes from season one and then started season two and is like going through season two, but I don't think she knows that you guys won yet. But it's obvious that you guys won.
Because we're everywhere.
That's,
like on billboards and shit now.
We are on billboards. but yeah, no, I think that's dedication and that's dope. And she said some really nice stuff. So thank you, Shakara.
Thank you.
We have Unfair Pokemon Update, who reviewed us on iTunes. People are so silly.
Funny.
I wanted to shout out my old, some people from my old improv class that I took over the summer who just like really fucked with the show and really liked the show and still like hit me up and say that they're digging the show. So I want to shout out Sarah and Katie, and Katie's cool. We got to get Katie on the show. Katie was like a college counselor, like a sex ed college counselor who like,
I didn't even know that existed,
hosted like, you know, consent courses for these niggas who like need it. Yeah. So that would be cool in the future.
Yes.
And Chelsea, who was my teacher and then listens to the show.
Ah.
Yeah, I love Chelsea. We also got Afro Kai, who does very good bomb-ass Twitter threads about the episodes that he listens to. So thank you, Afro Kai. He's also a big fan of the Blurred episode. Like, I think he's a fan of the Blurred episode.
Okay. Like, that's not one. One, I mean, out of a Lloyd, million. But well, thank you for being a fan of the most the infamous episode of the NHO Uprising.
Yeah. And then we have the perfect cast, who had us on their show this past week. We'll put the link to listen to that in the description for this episode. Thank you so much, guys, for having us on. And then we have everyone who purchased the IHU Live tickets so far, because niggas was on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wasn't worried, but I was just like,
I mean, me personally, I know that I buy my Eventbrite tickets like the day before the event. Yeah, and sometimes they're not there anymore. Facts. So the fact that people just like bought it immediately, I was like, god damn.
Niggas is really, but the thing is, also like, show up. You know, niggas be buying tickets and then be like, well, that's
damn,
that.
Son. I guess I'll more be open bar for me. Fuck you. I'll just put some cardboard. No, we'll put blow up dolls in the seats.
No, we'll
it's a packed show.
We'll call those people who get people to fill the seats and like pay them, and it's just like random ass niggas just be sitting in and shit. We'll do that. That'll be lit.
It's very lit. Let's go on to self care tip of the week now. Have you got one?
No.
Okay, cool. Mine is to knit or do any other kind of like repetitive, mindless tasks. Not that your brain is just completely off while you're doing something like knitting, but you know, it's kind of like something like filing papers and things like that, where you're just doing it with your muscle memory or whatever, but you're not actually putting your mind into something. Sometimes when I'm like going through a lot of anxiety, doing something like that just makes me like chill out. And I didn't even knit this week. I was thinking about
knit?
Yeah, sometimes I do. No, I crochet. But
can I have something?
Yeah.
I just want one glove.
You can have all of the placeholders I make, because I don't know how to fucking curve shit. So it's just like a bunch of
I don't want that. What the fuck is that? But you better go on YouTube and learn how to curve. The fuck?
You'll take these placements, nigga.
All right.
You will take. But I was actually thinking of this because I think I was taking nail polish off, and it was like the first time that day where I felt like okay, because I wasn't thinking about anything. So sometimes that can be good, guys.
Do I do repetitive tasks? No. Pet my dog is pretty repetitive. It is.
That's a self-care tip of the week in itself.
Yeah.
Petting animals.
Petting her. Because it's like, I pet her, like, just like baby pets, she'd just be chilling. But then mm-hmm. I give them deep pets, and she's just like, oh,
I love this.
Fuck. She like collapses and then lays down on her side and just, she doesn't even look at you. She's just like, I'm done. Stop.
She smokes a cigarette
yeah.
and tells you to call an Uber.
Don't call my Uber yet. I'll let you know my Uber outside here. I mean, funny. And like my repetitive task is painting because sometimes like recently I try to do it from my head and it came out okay, but it was weird and I was like, I need to practice this. But usually it's like me looking at my phone and then me painting and then looking at my phone and painting me in some kind of provocative explicit position.
Me painting my own nudes.
Yes, literally painting
best
my own
nudes you'll ever get.
Yes, or oil nudes. Like it was like, oh my god, at my graduation party the guy was like, is that you?
Did.
And I'm like, you remember?
Mm-mm. Oh, which guy said that?
It was my brother's friend.
Oh yeah, I
the
remember
fucking
him.
Creep.
Yeah, yeah.
When T wasn't home yet, and he's like, "Is that you?" I'm like, he's like, "That's what she looked like." And I'm like,
"God dang,
damn!" I'm like, "My dad was here. He didn't even look up and go, is that my daughter?' Like, and you're just like fucking, just like envisioning. It's I'm like, I know I'm a good painter, clearly, because you're looking at that shit like, damn, that's some nice ass titties. That's some thick ass lips. Look at them eyes. Fuck. And looking back at me like, I know that's you. What a bitch. But yes, repetitive
like high
tasks.
Class nudes, I appreciate them. Let's go on to pay a bitch now.
Yes.
If you guys would like to help support the InnerHo Uprising podcast monetarily, you can do so by going to innerhouseuprising.com or go to paypal.me/innerho. On innerhouseuprising.com, you can also buy some merchandise by clicking the merchandise tab. We have hoodies and t-shirts. Of course, you can also buy tickets to the live show, even if you're not coming. That would be cool too. Nah, don't do that though, because then
that'd be weird.
What if we sell out and then this nigga from like Arkansas is like, I'm not coming, but I love you. You could have just gave us $7.
And everybody's from Arkansas, so actually nobody comes. And then we do it by ourselves with just mad alcohol
and Wong
and your favorite hippie Joelle will be emceeing.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say Hoel.
Hoel, that's fine too. Ho, you a ho, Hoel.
I'm surprised that didn't happen before.
damn, how did I not think of that? Yo,
the accidental ho pun here, right Hoel. There.
I will never not call you that now. Thank you. And I know you fucking listening because you love us so much. So Hoel, your favorite fucking hippie that y'all are so obsessed
from
with.
From Pretty Boy Ting episode.
Yes, the one that you guys, is that your friend? Oh, he's so cute. Yes, he'll be there live and in the flesh and being a real life thought.
Yeah.
Real life thought. So you definitely, if you want to bag Joel, Hoel, here's your chance. You can bag me too, but you could definitely
you
bag
You probably
him.
Will bag Hoel though.
Yes.
You can also use the sponsor codes used in this, previous, and future episodes, because when you support our sponsors, you support us. Let's go on to...
Fuck that.
The current events segment for the week, and we're going to start off with...
New York City expands paid leave law to include domestic violence and sex trafficking.
Cool.
So New York City, they passed this paid sick leave legislation in 2013, and it covers like shit like doctor's appointments and surgery and like literally just being sick. Like, hi, I'm dying. I can't come to work. Please. And also even mental illness. Like, that's if you're dope. Like, I've definitely had a day where I came to work and I was like, I can't stop crying. Can I just go home? And they still paid me. That's the whole thing about it, is that you can do all these things up to a certain amount of hours, but you still get paid as if you were there so that you don't have to miss time from work in order to like not die. But starting in May of next year, the law also will cover safe time, which is time to recover from domestic violence, sexual violence, stalking, or sex trafficking. And this is New York City is the first city to introduce a law that mentions sex trafficking victims. As it takes like it takes a while to get free of that situation. It's not something that's like, oh, I don't want to be a prostitute anymore, and you just stop. Like, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. It's a lot of counseling that goes into it. A lot of paperwork that goes into it as well. If you're doing it legally and stuff like that, to make sure there's no like repercussions or whatever. So victims can continue to earn money while trying to be free of these volatile situations. Congress has also tried to implement national policies that would cover victims of violence and abuse, but it hasn't gone anywhere, unfortunately. Like, duh.
Yeah.
Like,
why will it ever?
Like, why would the world let that happen?
There's no reason.
And it's like, you know, New York, we have, of course, we have instances of sex trafficking, but there's so many cities that have such higher instances.
Yeah. Was it Atlanta is the highest, I think? Or Houston?
There's like Atlanta, Houston, Baltimore. There's like just all these like East Coast and Southern states.
Yeah. Where a lot of black people are.
Yes. That's why we have all these missing black girls. I was looking at some statistics. Now I'm thinking about it. That guy who got 472 years in prison for sex trafficking.
After that big bust that happened?
Yeah, and
he
just got consecutive sentences like over and over and over again that totaled up to 472 years. And I don't remember the statistics because, you know, sometimes you read this shit and it's like in one ear, out the other, because it's like too fucking much. But I just know that the statistics was, one was 55% of sex trafficking victims are women and girls. And I forget. But I just know it was a high percentage of runaways
who
ended up being victims of sex trafficking. And it's like, sex trafficking is not just like, oh, we're going to kidnap you and like sell you into sex slavery. It's also, especially if you're a child, any kind of coercion or forcing you to, or just some kind of fraudulent activity to get you to participate in sexual activities, especially for money, automatic sex trafficking.
Yeah.
It's nice that, you know, New York City's like acting like they care.
Yeah, it's dope. I can't believe it's the first city in the entire country.
Yeah, I know that there's like other local laws that cover things with domestic violence, but not sex trafficking. Oh, so, but I mean, it's all important, especially if you get into some kind of domestic violence situation, and that takes time, really. You know, you literally can't just get up and leave.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have to, there's a lot of things that you have to do, and you definitely need to take time off, especially going to like court proceedings and stuff. You can't just,
And you need money for
that too. Because a lot of times, you know, there's children involved, mm-hmm. and you can't just not work in mm-hmm. order to, you know, be free. It's like a lot of times it's like you have to stay in these situations because it's more convenient, even mm-hmm. though it's so fucking unsafe. But at least, you know, you have the space to not have to be there anymore. Yeah.
Thanks, de Blasio.
Thank you so much. You don't do a lot. At all, actually. You don't, almost don't do anything.
Do more than a lot of other fucked up politicians, yes. though. So for so, that.
It's something. Let me say that. It's a needle in a haystack, but we appreciate that needle.
Yeah. Let's go on.
The red goes down from sheer exhaustion. Look at him there. As his hand has put his mouthpiece out.
So this one is feature film on bisexual championship boxer who kills homophobic opponent in the ring, and that's in development. So this is Irish director Lenny Abrahamson. It's a cool ass last name. It's a lot going
it's
on
just
there.
Like two last names. It's just supposed to be Abraham or Hansen or something like that.
Just
Abrahamson. I'm everything.
I'm Abraham's son. You get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, being like the all right,
the dude
Christianity
in the Bible,
stuff.
Yeah.
Dude in the Bible, shout out to Sam. And he's best known for the comedy Frank. Never heard of it. And
that's some white people shit.
OD, like Frank, like damn.
And Room, is it Room or is it The Room?
It's just Room.
Oh, okay, because The Room is apparently the worst film of all time.
Oh, damn. Well, this is just Room. And I don't know if it came out yet because it said upcoming Oscar contender.
Oh, okay. This is so probably not the man who did The Room.
Damn, because that would have been really fucking shitty. Oh, my God. It's like, damn, you're making a documentary? Hand it off. Give that shit to somebody else. So he's teaming up with Film 4 to create a biographical film about Emile Griffith. And it's based on a book called A Man's World, The Double Life of Emile Griffith by Donald McCrae. Mm-hmm. Emile Griffith was a professional boxer from the U.S. Virgin Islands in the 50s and 60s, and he became a world champion in the welterweight and middleweight classes. And he was also bisexual, and he was public about his sexuality. He was definitely out.
Wow.
And, you know,
then.
Yeah,
that's, cool.
That's why it's like it's so like prolific, like the 50s and 60s, like niggas knew she was gay.
Yeah,
that's a little extreme. And you're a boxer mm-hmm. in like the most macho sport on earth.
Yeah,
you're literally beating other niggas up.
Yeah.
And you're good. And you're also good because you could have been gay and shitty. Mm-hmm. And it just would they would have just destroyed your entire existence. But she was nice. And he was also known for a 1962 title match with a homophobic boxer named Benny Paré.
Mm-hmm.
At weigh-in, Paré made homophobic remarks and gestures towards Griffith, including touching his butt, calling him a maricón, all that good old homophobic stuff.
Oh, was Paré Hispanic?
Yes.
Or Latinx?
I don't remember what country, but yeah, he was Latinx.
Mm-hmm.
And Griffith, he won the bout by knockout. But Paré, who had a few fights early in the year and was getting beat up pretty bad.
Paré was Cuban.
Oh, here you go. Damn, Sammy Fast. You're like the person like when you're dating and you got that shit in your ear and then just like Googling all this shit. That's it. Damn. Thank you. My Cuban mans. He got knocked out mm-hmm. and never regained consciousness.
Damn,
and he died 10 days later in the hospital. The fight caused ABC and other U.S. networks to discontinue airing boxing for like 10 years.
Yeah, nigga died.
They were like, because granted, at least, thank God, it wasn't like Million Dollar Baby with that shit. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh, that was crazy. I mean, he just kind of fell unconscious, kind of never woke up. so fucked
kinda.
Up.
Kind of. Never woke up. Is that what death is? I mean, you just kind of never wake up. Damn.
That sounds amazing.
Did he beat him that bad because he was homophobic?
That
or?
Part, you
boxing
probably
is so
have
weird.
To read the book.
Okay.
But from the little that I've gathered, it just looked like it was just coincidence.
Whoops.
Because, you know, more than likely, that wasn't the first boxer or opponent.
Homophobic,
yeah, of course. Like, if you really think about it, like
maybe he just had enough.
He's like, know? Fuck this.
Enough.
But I mean, he
both
definitely.
Both these people are black, by the way.
Okay.
If that matters to anyone.
But he definitely felt guilty about it. He struggled with it
damn.
For 40 years. He had nightmares
damn.
About it, and then also he had the nightmares about accidentally killing somebody, which is like a pretty, you know,
yeah.
monumental thing.
Oh,
especially if you
up.
Didn't mean to kill somebody.
Yeah.
You're just boxing, doing your job, which you get paid to do.
Yeah.
And you end somebody's shit.
Sounds like some wild PTSD.
OD.
Long
and then also struggling still with your sexuality. Because now this bout is not just linked to you just beat the shit out of somebody. Also, he was homophobic and you were bisexual.
Yeah.
He said, they forgave me for killing a man, but they couldn't forgive me for loving a man. That was a quote from the book.
What? Who forgave him for killing the dude?
Apparently boxing, because he continued to box.
Wow.
Like, that's, you know, so it's like...
that adds another level of trauma.
Yeah.
It's like oh, y'all are all okay with this?
I accidentally killed somebody, but you still mad that I'm...
That's
gay?
Crazy.
Like, I don't understand. I mean, he was in the underground gay scene, but then also, like, navigating, like, the machismo world of sports. So... Yeah, the movie be about like his double life, and I don't know, ought to be interesting.
This is a documentary or a biopic?
This is a biopic.
Oh, cool.
I think they did have, not to my knowledge, but I think they did have a documentary already because he died in a year that I'm not sure of. I forgot. In all this research, forgot. I think 2013. If I'm not mistaken, stop
you're
looking
right.
it up.
You're
oh,
right,
thanks,
right.
Sam. Hey, it's good. Look, I saw it in my head. I just saw it 2013. I was hoping that was the year because I'm like, what else happened in this story in 2013 besides he died?
Couldn't have been anything, right?
But he died. Yeah, he died in Hempstead, Long Island, in like a nursing home or assisted living facility rather. Mm-hmm. But he did have a documentary about him, and I think he has inspired some other films. But
that's cool.
And we have some other athletes that we love.
Yay. And let's be first. Happier because wow.
Because
I feel like I just watched, like, you know, one of those films where you're just like, ugh, I gotta sit down for a little bit.
Aww.
I can't talk to anybody for a little bit.
I feel like that film wouldn't even, it would be like bad, but that would be just like one part of it because it's so much bigger than like the fight.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it'd be like, hey, this is what it's
not
like.
His whole life though.
You said not his whole life?
Nah, comma, his whole life though.
Yeah. I was like, not his whole life. Thank you for the comma.
You're
I love
welcome.
that. but I'm sure it would be like focusing a lot on like how much fun this nigga was having because you're a boxer and you bisexual.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, no.
He was probably lit, but then also probably struggles with, of course, the white cis patriarchy.
Mm-hmm.
And then also you're just black in general.
Yeah.
In the 50s and 60s, yeah. Boxing. Probably you ain't even seen no people that look like you in a fucking crowd.
Mm-hmm.
They probably hoped you die half the round just because they were betting on you,
that's
but they kind of wanted you to die.
They forgave him. They were like, a nigger killed another nigger.
Oh, thank you. Damn.
It's fucking lit.
I want to do that shit my whole life.
Oh,
and I
God.
Probably wouldn't even go to jail, so thank you.
Can we talk about the out athletes now?
Yes. I was getting here, but
just,
you brought me back. So the first person, is Cheryl Swoops.
Okay.
Who played for the NBA and was also a coach.
The WNBA. But that would be super lit. First woman in the NBA.
Thank you.
Not just
I didn't
yet.
Write it down. And, just, you know, the fucking white patriarchy. I just forget that. WNBA.
Yeah.
And then also coached college women's basketball at two different universities. Got fired from one for mistreating athletes. So I think that was the Loyola University she was fired from. But I took it back, though, because she came out. And then she was like, just kidding. And then
what?
She like uncame out and was like, being gay was a choice. And then she was engaged to a
oh,
man.
Oh, no.
And it was like.
Is that where it still stands?
I think so. I think
ooh,
she's no
gay.
Longer gay.
Hold on. I'm not gay no more.
It's like, it seems.
I said it like mans.
mans. It seems more like. She just might have been just had like a really fluid sexuality but thought she was a lesbian. But I think it's like I kind of like understand because when I was a kid I thought I was a lesbian because I like women because that's how society makes you feel.
Oh, like, you thought like, you had to like be one or the
yes.
other.
Yes. It's like you couldn't just like people. You had to be a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it to that extent but it's a choice.
Yeah, that's kind of...
It was your choice, nigga.
Like that.
How was you engaged to a whole nother woman and then said it was a choice? You just chose...
So you know the relationship was terrible?
Probably.
I'm never going to be gay ever again.
I'm done with this gay shit. Fuck. Because, you know, sometimes women are like that. Like, it's super, super weird. Like, they go into it. They've been lesbians their whole lives. And they just keep fucking with ain't shit women. And then they're, like, suddenly with niggas.
I'm done.
It's like, all right, that's not going to help. Ain't shit niggas exist, too. But okay. We all ain't shit. The next one is Michael Sam.
She's still gay. Oh, no, she's not gay.
Yeah, she was a nigga. Right. They taking selfies and shit in like 2011.
Yeah, Chris Uncle Show. What a weird name.
That's why we don't fuck
Uncle
with you.
Uncle Show?
That's because your name ugly.
It's the Uncle Show.
So it sounds like a cool podcast.
Swoops is like, I can't believe that's her real name. That's a really Usain Bolt kind of name.
It's popping because she was also like super fucking nice and bold.
Yeah.
Then we have Michael Sam.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first openly gay player to be drafted into the NFL.
Yeah.
I think that was in 2011.
That sounds right-ish.
Because I remember looking like, openly gay player in the NFL?
Wait, that doesn't sound right anymore. That was like 6 years ago.
I think it was like 2011 or 2013.
Yeah, that sounds
It was still
more
really
right.
recent, though.
Yeah, yeah,
either
yeah.
way, still super recent, considering how long football's been around. We're on like Super Bowl like 99 and shit.
I think it's just 50.
Shut up. Always gotta be politically correct and shit. Damn, bitch. Next, we have Jason Collins.
Mm-hmm.
He came out as gay in 2013 in a Sports Illustrated interview. And I remember that. And I remember the shit show.
Who's that again?
I
remember.
I think
this.
He played basketball.
Yeah.
He was an active athlete. Because some people have came out after.
Mm-hmm.
But he was still playing. Mm. And I think that he may have came out to his teammates first, like privately in 2011, but then he publicly came out in 2013. But like I just remember like looking online and the fucking, don't read the comments.
Because
people were losing their mind. I'm like, it's too late. Niggas already been nice.
Mm-hmm.
Already been in the NBA. Mm-hmm. You can't be mad now.
It's crazy.
I'm burning my jersey.
They will do that, though. Throw out their coffee machine. They'll buy Starbucks just to dump it out on Instagram stories. Like, okay, protest, yeah.
It's nice to have money, huh?
Exactly.
And then, lastly, Brittany Griner,
mm-hmm.
who is so, 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 so sexy.
She's pretty hot.
But
didn't she beat her wife one time?
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're right.
That nigga.
You're fucking right. And that was after she was already in the WNBA because she got really famous for playing in for Baylor University for 4 years. And then she got drafted.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was dating in this problematic ass gay relationship. But I remember reading that and I remember going, damn, why fucking gay relationships be so intense?
Mm.
Like, and then I'm like, why you gotta be.
I think people
ugly.
Think it's okay to be like, I can hit a person of the same sex.
Yeah.
Because we're fighting.
I think with their situation, not that it makes it any better, but they were fighting.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like a one-sided thing. Like, they were, like, fighting. But
it
still,
is kind of a one-sided thing, though, because Brittany Griner is big as fuck.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Fucking huge.
Like, you have to understand your power,
know,
even
but
physical
I feel
strength.
Like her girlfriend or her wife or whatever, I have
she's
a strong inclination that, yeah, that she also played basketball.
But was she Brittany Griner big?
Yeah, too. Either way,
that's
it don't make that shit better.
No,
either way,
okay.
Brittany Griner is a fucking giant, though. Mm-hmm. Absolute fucking monster.
Yeah.
Don't beat your spouse, bro.
Yeah, please. Just don't do that.
Damn, now I like feel bad. My problematic ass fucking out athletes and shit.
Everybody loves somebody. Oh, yeah. Yeah, all these people are. No, they're not all problematic.
It's too.
But the women were.
Yeah, ironically. Because it's
bad day for the chicks.
There's definitely more. This, of course, like clearly WNBA, like.
They're all gay.
They really are.
Softball. My entire softball team in high school was just like dating each other.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, they were all
keep
gay.
It in the family. I know. And when I was in high school, the girls' basketball team, I almost think maybe one person was gay. The rest of them were
not
fucking
gay yet.
Actually, I'm lying. They probably most of them were probably gay, but they were so fucking like suppressing their sexuality so bad that they were just homophobic. And I wanted to play basketball, but I sucked. But I really wanted to, but they hated me so much because I was gay.
Mm. Wow.
And I don't think I was
out.
They
probably all wanted to fuck you.
Yeah, you're probably right. Because everybody wanted to fuck me. It was just crazy. I was like 13. Niggas is nasty. But I look like
so many levels.
You know, if you ever follow me on Instagram, you'll see the pictures that I post occasionally of me when I was like 13.
Yeah.
That's what I look like in high school.
Yeah.
Like a big old boy.
Yeah.
Huge boy.
Snot-nosed kid.
Cute snot-nosed kid, though. But they definitely like bullied the shit out of me to the point where I was going to drop out of
Damn.
High school. Well, not drop out. I was going to transfer high schools.
Team mm-hmm. Specifically?
This, wow. the girls' basketball team.
That's crazy.
And now they all grew up to be like normal people. And it's like, but you know, you're homophobic.
Don't you remember?
They were homophobic and they also hated me because boys still liked me.
Yeah.
Even though I look like them.
Young Dej Loaf out there. Honestly.
Look nothing like her though.
I'm just saying men really like Dej Loaf.
They do.
Even though she's so masculine.
So masculine. And Teyana Taylor as well.
Yeah.
But it's like, I tried to do like the masculine feminine thing. It just came out like, I just look like a little boy.
What, the Teyana Taylor thing specifically?
And like more like the Aaliyah thing. Because it's before these people existed and
shit. Yeah,
that's true. But I just ended up looking like Missy Elliott at all time. And not even like Missy. Because I didn't wear makeup. I was 13. I couldn't even buy eyeliner until I was like 16. So... shout out to people being out and athletes because look how fucking hard it is.
Yeah, thanks out athletes.
MVPs.
Let's go on to something else now. We have a little science that Rob didn't think was science, and this nigga didn't even click on the fucking
shit.
Article.
Oh, you found the report?
I forgot.
No, I clicked it. I clicked.
Oh yeah, that link was dead, so I had to find it.
You didn't fucking tell me. Hold on.
I did this morning when you were sleeping and drunk.
Well, thank you for waking me up.
You're welcome.
Cause did you hear how I sounded too? Hello. And then I saw your text, which is like, I'm already up, but I'll call you. I'm like, this is not sleep. Damn.
Oh man,
you could go ahead.
Yeah. So this, let's say the headline: air pollution associated with fucked up sperm. That's not the real headline, but I felt like the real headline was a little misleading. But yeah, so this is based on a report in the Journal of Occupational and Environmental Medicine. So basically, the researchers who conducted the study were from the University of Hong Kong. They had 6,475 Taiwanese men, or I guess male people would be a better people with dicks who emit sperm. Is probably the most scientifically accurate thing to say here.
Yes.
Age 15 to 49 from the years of 2001 to 2014. And the overall finding of the study, which I found kind of interesting because I like to say how much the world is ending, was that frequent exposure to air pollution, specifically PM2.5 air pollution, is associated with not a lower number of sperm, but a lower number of normal sperm, and it's actually a higher concentration of sperm. But just to go into what PM2.5 is, that's a type of air pollution that consists of particles so small that you can inhale them, so you're actually breathing in this pollution, and is the direct result of fossil fuels being burnt. So when they were assessing what's normal sperm and what's a normal sperm concentration, they were going off of the World Health Organization's semen guidelines, which is funny that they have page for that online.
They have a page for everything.
Semen guidelines.
Y'all niggas want to know about semen.
Y'all niggas want to know about semen today. As I was saying before, they specifically found that frequent exposure to PM2.5 is associated with a lower level of sperm normal morphology, which basically means that it's a higher level of abnormal sperm, which is like when the head or the tail is defective, and a higher level of sperm concentration. And like the conclusion for the study, the scientists say that abnormal sperm could result in infertility when people are trying to get pregnant. But it seems like they have people who are experiencing frequent exposure to PM2.5 have a higher level of sperm concentration because that may be the body's way of compensating for the fucked up sperm. So your body just might be producing more sperm because your sperm is coming out without a head. Just and a tail split in two.
Oh just my god. So what is it?
Just a particle.
It's like a fucking chromosome.
Hey, buddy. I'm not supposed to be here, but I am.
But I am, so yeah. Make way.
Yeah. You know, environmental things. And it's not, the study actually didn't say, like, this causes that. And I feel like science never really says this causes that because you can't ever say that.
See, that's why I read the shit. I just went all the way to the bottom and it's like, there's a lot of confounding going on in the study, but
well, I mean, the study said what it said, like, it's associated, blah, blah, blah. And then the conclusion said, well, we think it's this, but we can't actually say it's this. But, you know, one might think pollution is kind of bad for you.
Oh, yeah, of course. Duh.
Yeah.
Like, why are we trying to get rid of pollution so bad? It's like, it's obviously a great thing. Yeah. Kill babies.
Sort of, though. It's kind of funny because, like, the population is too damn high. So,
wait. So, does this mean, oh, God, because I was on Facebook.
Oh, God.
Fucking hate Facebook so much.
Me too.
And
as I go to Facebook, I just got a notification. Oh yes, I'm in Sis Is This Your Man finally. We'll talk about that
congrats.
Later.
there's this guy. Oh my God. I want to say his name so bad, but like not his real name, because on Facebook, you know, Farrakhan.
Are you talking about Yada?
No. This is on a friend of mine.
Oh God.
You know Farrakhan? Yeah. Right? He's like Farrakhan.
Oh, God.
But I love him. He's so sexy. He's so beautiful. But anyway, this nigga.
Dick Game is probably trash.
Yeah, I don't know. I never got to try it, unfortunately.
I feel like Hotep dick is trash.
I didn't know that he was like Hotep.
Yeah, and then they slowly reveal themselves.
Yeah, because I mean,
fall into it a lot of the time.
He seemed pretty fucking woke. He definitely seemed pretty fucking woke. But this morning, he posted this video. I didn't watch it because
the period is the result of an alkaline body, bitch. I have no idea what that means. Listen, your pineal gland is calcified. Okay.
In the video, the caption said, "the feminization of black men causing them to have less babies." And then it was like, I just saw white hands, like in the video, just white hands. And then it said from 1954 to blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm just not doing this right now. I just saw two white hands. Like, what's it called?
So you have no B-roll. So you just pull whatever. White.
It's because it was like it looked like they were in like a lab and it was like white hands, like touching shit. But it was the fact that it was white hands. And then like the words were in italics. And I was like, this is going to be some fucking weird
video where it's in italics.
I don't know.
It's like Comic Sans. Like, who's going to read this?
It's so stupid. Oh, but either way, now then I think about it. It's like, but what if for some reason, because I see niggas reproducing like a motherfucking, every motherfucking day. I still haven't yet to meet a black man who was not able to have a child. I know it sounds like weird. I know it sounds like really crazy, but I mean, I won't know until they actively try.
Yeah.
But I just know that most of my niggas have gotten somebody pregnant or have babies.
Mm-hmm.
I've had female friends who've like are told infertile. Me like I'm having like issues like or whatever, and still like not that many because you know it's not like it's a very very common thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never had one of my niggas like. I'm shooting blanks.
Yeah.
They actually shoot the opposite of blanks. It's like 90
so what,
babies.
So what is it?
Time.
Mountain Dew is not actually killing their
sperm? Yeah, it's
no,
sperm. Tropical Fantasy.
Oh, Tropical
Relax.
Fantasy.
Don't play Mountain Dew. But yeah, I mean, but I thought
about
it. I don't
even like Mountain Dew. Okay?
Well, it's actually fucking delicious, bye. But
Sprite all the way.
You know, the black community typically, especially the larger diaspora of African-American people, you know, don't live in the best quality of cities.
True, yeah.
Typically very high pollution, low food quality, low access to healthcare and health services. So what if for some reason, because a lot of these like fucking weird ass feminization and making people gay and stuff, they're based on one real fact. Like typically they have a fact that's like actual fact, so you can Google it and be like, oh no, this is true.
Oh, like sperm is fucked up.
Yeah, and like in a black community
it's
it'd be
because
like
of feminization.
Yeah, exactly. They run with it. But what if it's like actually because we're living in such polluted neighborhoods that statistically speaking we have less children or less successful pregnancies, which I think is true.
I'm
like,
not sure.
Less successful pregnancies.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can have like 20 kids, but you probably were pregnant more than 20 times as opposed to our counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
So just food for thought and stuff. Yeah, because we definitely have a high, I mean, duh, like not even like because we're black, but yeah, because we're black. We have higher infant mortality rates.
Mm-hmm.
Black and Latinx and of course American.
I feel like
Indian.
That's mostly attributed to
Native
of
American
healthcare.
Not American Indian. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, I didn't realize you said that.
Because that's what they fucking put in the studies half the damn time.
Yeah, they do.
So it just like slips out and shit. Yeah. Sorry.
I feel like that's often attributed to the lack of healthcare during was it prenatal healthcare, but yeah, More studies, please.
Let's read some advertisements now.
Yes, yes, yes.
So this episode of the Inner Ho Uprising is also sponsored by Aliwaza. Aliwazas.com is a come-as-you-are haven for women from all walks of life. And then also, I assume, gender non-conforming people, as well as, you know, people with just, like, yonis and stuff like that. So you can shop yoni eggs, crystals, and hoe-friendly literature. You can also join the Waist Bead of the Month Club and receive a new set of waistbands every month at an exclusive price, which is currently $15. So if you head over to aliwazas.com and shop for everything from whipped chocolate shea butter, which sounds delicious, but I know you can't eat it.
Oh my God, me too. I was like, yum, wait. Don't eat that.
Wrong thing. to crystals, to customized waist beads. You can use our coupon code INNERHO20 for 20% off specially marked items at checkout. So we had the opportunity to order from aliwazas.com, and I ordered the rose quartz waist beads for your heart chakra, and they're fucking pretty as fuck. They're like pink, you know, rose quartz is pink, and then also green, which at some point were my two favorite colors, and I would wear them together, which was a really bad idea, but whatever. And I like the fact that, like, on the website, because you can get the waist beads without any sort of chakra, but you can also get them with the chakras or that target specific chakras. And this one, like, it says what the aspects of the heart chakra are. And I'm not really, like, into spiritual shit and stuff like that. But I figured, like, if I'm shopping on a website like this, it would be cool for me to do something that replenishes my soul. So I chose the heart chakra one because I saw all of these things that it would do for me, like provide emotional security and hope and joy, which is things that I lack. So
if damn, dark sand just be slipping out.
It's true though, but that's why I got these, so I could be happier and more joyous.
Oh, this is mine.
Oh, that one is pretty.
Yes, I got the rose quartz crystal waist beads. Mm-hmm. And they're like pink and more pink. Yeah. But yeah. It's super cute. I'm like mad excited to, you know, my stomach a little hanging over my pants and shit, but mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. You can use them to like check to see if you're losing weight too.
Yeah, or so, gain weight. Or people gain also weight. Use it for that.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do that though. I'm
to,
good.
To each his own. yeah, they also have really cool things, like they have this hoodie that just says goddess shit, and I'm like, yeah, fuck with that. They have a fuckboy repellent setting spray, which is perfect. I feel like this is like a very in tune sponsor for the show.
Yes.
They have a whole healing book, a yoni egg guide. And then one of the founders is, I assume, a black femme. At the very least, so yay.
Wait, what's a yoni egg?
That is the crystal shaped, the egg shaped crystal that you put in your vagina to, spiritually, it's supposed to help heal your vagina from traumas, but also if you fuck with a yoni egg in your pussy, it feels great.
Have you tried that?
No, I have not.
We should try that.
We should try that.
And the gangbang? Yeah. I don't know if that's a good idea.
The most spiritual gangbang ever.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, yeah, Aliwaza.
Yes, go to Aliwaza, get your waist beads, and support them.
Yes.
Support us.
Yes. Code INNERHO20. That will be in the description for this episode.
Sis, is this your man, Memphis? It was a private Facebook group with more than 43,000 members just created. The description was simple. You have a man and want to see if he's being faithful. Post his pick.
Let us go into our last story. Women created Sis Is This Your Man Facebook group to catch cheaters, and shit went a little bit left.
And you got into that group?
Yeah, but I didn't get into the main one because the main one got shut down. I got into the East Coast one because, you know, I'm trying to find out if my East Coast niggas is cheating. Just kidding, I don't have niggas.
I was gonna say, you don't have no niggas.
Fuck you. That was for me to say.
I wanted to beat you to the punch. I'm so sorry. Damn, it felt so good.
So Sis Is This Your Man is a new Facebook group trend that I think has kind of arisen maybe towards the later half of October. And basically, women post photos of their male partners in said group. And there's like a whole bunch of different types of groups. There's like one for Memphis. And I think that one was probably the first one and the biggest one because it amassed 43,000 members.
Damn. That's a lot of people.
But yeah, I just got accepted into the East Coast one. So pat me on the back. Thank you. And but try to get cheat. In all day.
Don't cheat on Sam.
Yes, don't cheat on me because I will find your ass. Yeah, so they post a picture of their man in the group and they see if someone else is like, yeah, fuck with him. him too, or that's also my boyfriend, or something like that. And then after that happens, like, someone will be like, okay, so give me the proof. And then the proof that they'll give will be like screenshots or nudes or videos. So
don't do the nudes.
That's illegal.
Yes, that's revenge porn.
Yeah. Although you might not have illegal. Thought about it like that. Exactly. Just drag him. Or, like, I don't know, show her personally. No, that's also illegal. So if y'all meet up.
Yeah,
and you show it on your phone. That's still illegal.
I guess technically.
Damn,
that's you're sharing.
Just gotta find other proof.
Facts, or just everything else but news. There's so many other ways.
Yeah, there are screenshots.
Hey, what was the last time we fucked? Just want to make sure my period's coming. Oh, we fucked like 2 hours ago. Duh. And there you go. You got some proof. Like,
I'm fucking your man, sis.
I'm fucking you right now. Why are you texting me?
Why are you texting me? Can you imagine?
Tell me.
I guess they didn't want that to come out. Because most of the groups have a what happens in this group stays in this group policy. Yes. So you can't actually screenshot the things that are in the group, which would be very hard for me.
You're supposed to not.
Yeah, you're supposed to not. So I don't know how it was found out that they are posting nudes in the group or whatever. But like this most notable group, Memphis, got shut down. And that might be because, like, it's illegal, but I don't think anybody was charged with anything. Or it might just be the niggas who are cheating or reporting this group.
You know, somebody made a fake fucking profile.
Yeah.
And I'm slipped in there, up
oh
in that
shit,
bitch.
Oh, shit.
And then sent it to...
Violation, Mark probably, Zuckerberg.
What's that other fucking page? Oh, Black Men Being Brutally Honest With Everyone?
I don't get how people are in
they
that
probably
page.
There was probably a defector or a fake defector who went into that group and then started posting screenshots of that group to that group. So, yeah. That's what probably would happen.
Yeah, everybody knows what's going down. But you do have to be approved to be in the group. And I had a 3-hour vetting process just now. It was very hard. I don't know who even added me. I think it was someone named Samantha. I guess that's why they added me.
Samantha.
Yeah, that's basically it. I mean, after all of this, like, there wasn't really much there. I just thought it was an interesting thing that people are doing. And then I found another Facebook group and related called Gray Sweatpants Matter. And niggas are just like talking about a fucking cum video.
Niggas said, I finally got the video of the cum fight with like 7 dudes who trying to see that.
That's
shit.
All they're talking about. And like, and some
did
people.
You
were,
go, did you go into the group?
I joined that group, yeah.
Did you see the video of this cum fight?
No. Okay, here are the 3 main topics. So people are just like, send me the cum video, send me the cum video. And I can't comment that on Facebook. Like, what the fuck? I can never use Facebook again after that.
Oh my god!
Like, I can look at these people and I can like their shit, but I cannot ask for a
burn
of
Facebook.
We do.
We really do a burn of Facebook just explicitly for us.
So people,
or you could go by, as the Interhole Uprising and ask. Could that be
we
okay?
need to see that cum video for journalistic purposes.
Press.
People are asking for it. Then there's men in the group who are just like, that shit is gay. Niggas is jerking other niggas off in a cum fight. And it's like, why are you here? You're not gay. Who cares?
And also, that doesn't mean that they're jerking each other off. It could just...
No, they are jerking each other off in this cum fight video.
Oh.
This cum fight video is quite explicit.
So it's just a...
I don't know. And also...
Like a big bukkake.
I feel like I'm just
everybody...
spilling the tea on these weird-ass Facebook groups. But... people call the video French Montana, and I don't know if it's because French Montana is in it or somebody who looks like French Montana is in it, or that's just a code word. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Like macaroni with the cheese. And then French the macaroni
Montana.
And then there's the cheese, and then you fight
I'm kind of disgusted.
And then this next one,
what, the woman,
what female actually got they father last name?
So there's
hashtag
there's a whole bunch of men in there who are kind of just doing like, where are the pygmies at? And the women will just be like, me. And it was just like, I thought I was gonna get into this group and see dick prints, but this shit is on a whole nother level. They're just doing mad crazy
shit.
That
is literally pick me. What female actually got their father last name?
Literally saying me underneath it. And it's like, this nigga don't even look good. Who are you trying to get
Why
chose?
Why are you so proud that you have your father's last name?
You didn't even, actually even do it.
Do
that's
even
not even
like
an accomplishment.
Do you even like that nigga? Do you even
My
know
father's
that
a
nigga?
Murderer, but I got his last name, though.
You're?
Unlike these hoes out here.
Out there with their mother's last name?
Disgusting.
Ugh.
On matriarchy? Even, fuck that.
Do you even have your father on your birth certificate, nigga? Nasty ass, single mother ass.
And then this last comment that I saw that I would like to shout out that goes back to the cum fight. A man... Oh, no.
Wait, yeah, no, don't skip this.
I saw a video of a man with a large tongue giving head to a plate of whipped cream and like
that sounds delicious
thirsties under it. What? The like plate of whipped cream?
Yeah. I'm just hungry, so I'm sorry.
Or the man.
Not the man with a large tongue. I'm good. I got a small, kinda, small vagina.
I don't like things like that where men just like eat fake pussy in the air. I'm like, okay.
I mean, it's not just making me uncomfortable. It's not the same as sucking a pseudo penis. Because it's like, with a pseudo penis, there's a lot of different things going on that it's like.
The visual is actually there with a pseudo penis. Yes, but like, this guy just looks dumb.
It's not porn. You're just literally looking at the air. And I'm sorry, but my vagina is nothing like whipped cream. It's like, you know, like tangible. Exactly. Like, it's hard. It stops.
It's not a cream.
It's not a cream.
Imagine if your whole vagina just. It's always in flux.
It's just like underdone French toast at all times.
Ew. That's nasty. But if your vagina is like that, I'm sorry.
That's not possible.
It's like a mutant pussy. An X-Men pussy.
Your vagina. That's your power. What is that shit? The under
plasma. Plasma
under,
pussy.
The under Stranger Things.
Oh, the upside down.
The upside down. That's your pussy. It's just keep giving that to the upside down. That's how stupid you look. You're giving pussy to fucking
really
space
like
and
those
time.
Videos, so
I guess. I mean, yo, to each his own. Yeah. If you into
to eat your zone. Ever said that before? Oh, I'm sorry.
I almost threw your laptop.
To eat your zone. I was a child.
And then
pervert.
This last one.
Okay, so somebody wrote this about the French Montana gangbang come fight video.
I don't even want to read it. I just want you to read it.
I'm confused on which one of y'all men thought it was okay to record grown men masturbating. Like, the video had he horny. I think that meant me horny, but she was just like, everything's gay, so she had to make herself a man too. So she was like, the video had he horny, but lost on why y'all rubbing them together and doing other little gay stuff, not big gay stuff, little gay stuff. If you're going that far, should have just sucked the motherfucker. And then she puts the emoji. It's just like, do you want them to be gay or not, bitch? Because there were some mixed messages in there.
I think it was more like,
be gay, but don't be gay, because I don't like gay stuff, but can I see it though?
I need you to be more gay. Don't tiptoe. If you're gonna do it, go all the way. Like, because she's probably sitting there like, I want to see a dick in an asshole.
She wanted
right
big
now.
Gay stuff, not little gay
not
stuff.
Not little gay stuff. It's like just sitting there, like, basically, like she was being edged. It's like, I'm about to come, but I need to see a dick in the ass. I need to see a dick in the mouth. I can't with this fighting shit. She's just pissing me off right now. Why y'all not just fucking jerking? Why you just jerking each other off? Like, y'all not gonna fuck? I came here for an orgy. I came here for an orgy and I left with a bukkake ring. Like,
but you came here for like gray sweatpants.
Yeah, and then you watch a nigga jerk off. You watch him come fight.
This is the wonderful world of Facebook groups. I will report back on. No, I can't report back on. Sis, is this your man, East Coast? Because what happens in the group stays in the group. So
true.
If you want to be in there, you got to join yourself.
Well, but we can report back on everything else.
Yes, gray sweatpants update next week. So since we lost our guest.
Oh my God, he would. Yeah. He had so much to share.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Man,
he still
wait.
Does though.
Yes, it's not like he died. Like,
yeah, he's alive.
R.I.P. Like, no, definitely, definitely alive.
Yeah. So that'll happen at some other point. But we will definitely have a guest next week. I just booked them today, so everything's good in the world.
Yes.
Except for on this episode. Let's go into Fuck Me Now.
Fuck me.
The segment about our sexual, romantic, and dating lives. Whomst goes first?
Sam.
Okay.
Want to hear about your date?
Yeah, I went on a date last night, guys.
And ignored me.
I got back to you as soon as I saw. So a gentleman from like out of state asked me out, and he was like, can I get something? Can I buy you something to eat? And I was like, nigga, you don't even live here, boy. What you talking about?
How far?
Massachusetts. Can I say that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
And he was like, can I get you something to eat? And I was like, yeah, sure. And then he like was like, oh, how about this weekend? And I was like, yeah, sure. And then I think like earlier this week, he was like, something like, so what are we doing in New York, or where are we staying in New York? And I was like, you asked me, so I thought that you had something in mind. And he was like, oh, usually I let the first date be something chill, but now I'm going to go all out. And I was like, you don't have to do that. I just didn't have anything in mind because you said, can I get you something to eat? I think he asked me if I like surprises or some shit like that. But basically, I didn't know what the fuck we were doing. So he came down from Massachusetts yesterday. And then asked me to meet him in the city. So we met up, and then he was like, oh, we're going to Staten Island. And I was like, why? I've never been to Staten Island before.
Goes there.
And people who live in New York City don't go to Staten Island. But he actually had a plan in Staten Island, but and it was actually something cool, but we didn't end up doing it. But like the whole thing was just like a bait and switch. Like he would be like, oh, we're going here. And then we would actually be at one place. So it was like, oh, surprises, cool, fun. So we started off at VR World on Fifth Ave, which is basically virtual reality world. And they have like, I don't think it's the Oculus Rift, but it's something like the Oculus Rift where it's like it has that headset and then you're in the virtual reality world and you play the video games and you're in it and stuff like that. And that was really fun. Kind of smells like child in there, which grosses me out. But that's
that
because,
smell like?
You know, kids just have like that funk
because they just
be
like
moving a
sweat.
Lot. Yeah.
Like always in olive oil.
Always like, in olive oil. Wait, what? Are you cooking kids?
Always, comma space, in olive oil.
Oh. It's like Rob is cooking children. That's weird, but
no!
Okay.
Ew.
No, but they do smell like that. And I guess there was a lot of, because this is Thanksgiving weekend. I guess there was a lot of kids at VR World that weekend or whatever, but it's still a cool place to be. And I really, I don't know, I was impressed and refreshed by it. Because it's like, damn, a nigga made a plan and it wasn't just like, let's go to Applebee's though.
Facts.
You know?
That's
nice. And then he like kept it a secret and stuff like that. And we were just walking and then he like made a quick turn and he was like, here we are. And I was like, this isn't Staten Island. This is VR World.
Oh, so
oh my
didn't
God.
Actually go to Staten Island.
No, hell no.
Damn.
Thank God.
Why is he playing games like that?
I don't know, but
you.
It's
you got a brother, nigga. Shit. Just kidding. I don't want your brother. You got a sister? Just kidding. I don't want your sister. That's weird.
That's hilarious.
No, that's really nice.
No, it was really cute. And then we had a fun time there. There's a game there. Don't ride it. It's like a hang gliding game, but I felt like I was fucking dying. But that's because I have motion sickness. But then he got on it too, and he looked like he was dying a little bit worse than me, to be honest.
All right, don't play the hang gliding.
That shit was rough. But in general, it was fun. And then he was like, you hungry? Which is just like, of course I'm hungry, and of course I want to hear that every single time.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, and then we were on our way to somewhere else, and then we were in a cab, and this nigga's not even from here, so it's, like, cool that he knew where to go and stuff like that, and was just like, like, niggas from New York actually are.
Facts. Me.
Use your GPS, nigga. So we're on our way to this other location, and then he's like, oh, yeah, so we're going to catch this movie. And I was like, I thought we were going to eat. And then he was like, no, no eating. And I'm like, oh, God, like, this is fucked up. But I knew he was playing. So we actually were headed towards one of those movie slash dinner things, which I think are pretty cool. But our movie wasn't until 10, so we just ate in, like, a food court in the area, but it was, like, one of those bomb-ass food courts. They had Hennessy donuts there, which is just, like, you know that's gentrification happening.
I saw you post that picture, and then you put, ew.
Yeah, they smelled like Henny.
Oh,
and I was like, we should get it, but that was, like, for the culture, Henny, me speaking, and not, I actually hate Hennessy, me speaking.
As we just had a whole conversation
yeah,
on the Perfect Cast
yeah.
about how nasty Hennessy is, but for the culture, though.
And I smelled those shits, and they just smelled, like, they reeked of Henny. It wasn't like a hint of Henny. They reeked of Henny.
But
they tasted good.
Okay.
But they were kind of dry.
Oh.
Yeah.
I
but he ate them.
Alcohol dries shit up. Do you
I
get
guess
drunk?
So.
No.
No.
Probably not.
No. Oh, off the Henny wings? I'm not wings. Donuts. I'm sorry. Can I have Henny wings?
And donuts? Maybe like waffles and fries, Henny wings and donuts.
Nah, you don't get drunk because he ate the rest of them and he was fine. And then we went to see this really cool film and it wasn't just like the run of the, none of it was run of the mill, and I really appreciated that. Like, it was an indie film called Three Billboards, which was very good, and I do recommend. And it kind of had like this feminist undertone to it, white feminist, but still, that's fine.
Sometimes for this occasion, for this occasion,
yeah, white feminism is not good in general, but for this film, yes, and it was a well done film. It was really funny. It was like a dark comedy. Yeah, I don't know. It was dope. And then he called everything phases. So like the dinner was one phase and then the movie was supposed to be another phase. And then the VR world was the first phase. And then the last phase was supposed to be clubbing. But I was tired and I didn't want to do that.
Damn, you ain't shit.
Sorry.
You ain't shit.
Yeah. And he actually asked me to bring a change of clothes, but didn't tell me for what. But that was actually for the clubbing phase. And I also realized my change of clothes were not good enough. So I'm glad that we didn't do that. But I don't know. It was like mad thoughtful and shit. I really, really appreciate it. And he was fun and nice.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's really mappy.
Thank you, ma'am.
At least get treated like a normal nigga.
Exactly. Like, can I just get treated nice?
Make
Sam
normal.
Can you act like
you
want to hang out with me? How about that?
Boy.
Not just like, fuck.
I'm so happy.
Or just sit and watch TV. Like,
it's like I'm happy for you, and then I'm like medium key jealous.
But I say all this to say that it can happen for you too. And listeners, it can happen for you too. You too can be taken out on a very nice date.
I don't think my entire life have I ever been taken out on a date.
Have you taken guys out?
I only take guys out.
Yeah.
Because I'm fucking sugar mama, mm-hmm. whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. I've never had anybody take me out. It's kind of shitty.
# take Rob out on a very nice date.
Like a nice ass date. I took niggas to fucking Peter Luger's. I done took niggas to just about every fucking cheap ass restaurant, medium key cheap restaurant, high key not cheap restaurant. Mm-hmm. I've never been taken out to dinner. Mm-hmm. If I was taken out, I wasn't taken out. I had to split the bill.
Yeah,
and I'm like, why'd you ask That's me? I would have just ate the fucking spaghetti and meatballs in my house. What are you doing? Yeah. Niggas, I mean, even like in relationships. Like, niggas, just, I had to pay for everything.
That's fucked up.
And it's like, and I'm giving you pussy for what?
Yeah, no, that's fucked up. At the very least, they should pay sometimes.
At least one time.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
This ain't shit.
Yeah. I guess my issue was like...
Oh, wait, I'm lying. T took me out to Dallas BBQ's once.
Aw. And you got the Henny Wings.
No.
Full circle.
He got Henny Wings. He got mad at them shits. I did not. But... that was like in the very beginning. Mm-hmm. Very when he was being like super nice to me. Like,
let me woo this ass. That's
when he bought me the easel. And then that was kind of where it ended. Thanks for that time.
Son.
Do you remember the time when you took me to Dallas BBQ's? When we first met, boy.
That's such bullshit. It's like fun to like go out on dates and plan stuff, you know? Yeah.
I mean, that's why
I feel like men have an aversion to that. I don't know why.
And I feel like I have to compensate by doing it because I treat people how I
or
want
like
to be treated.
Always suggesting the ideas of what we're going to do.
Yes.
That's like don't you want to hang out? The
you
fuck,
want
nigga?
Do shit?
Exactly.
That nigga's only at the house.
Only got one life to live. Can we have fun together? Like, what the fuck? And there's so much to do in like a New York or something like that.
Fact.
So like just always be going to Dallas BBQ.
That's why I take my friends out. I take my friends. Like, I force you to come to movies with me.
Yeah.
But I forgot to pay for your ticket.
Yeah, you did.
But
it was like a military discount.
Yeah, she would have been nice. Sorry, Sam. But okay. I paid for food and that drink with the whiskey and eggnog.
Oh, yeah.
Eggnog
that was nice. That was an impromptu
shit.
Thing.
And I took, when me and Randiva, we went to Storm King.
Oh, yeah.
Because I wanted to go with my fucking partner, and that was I don't want to go upstate and blah 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 buns, and I ended up just going with her, which was completely fine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if I can't do it,
go out on dates with your friends.
Yes, but
self-care
still,
tip of the week,
niggas don't take me out.
That's whack.
But my fuck me, I hope this nigga never listens to the show. If you do, I guess it'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah, honestly,
because
sometimes you just
be
spill
like
it because you have to.
Because problematic niggas. Just dealing with some problematic niggas and problematic situations and fucking with a nigga with mad kids, mad baby mamas.
Damn, son, it's a red flag. It's a couple red flags.
Automatic, but you know, I'm not gonna discriminate because, you know, kids don't automatically equate to you being a shitty person. It's very easy to have a child.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you don't necessarily always have to like the person you're fucking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very also easy to have mothers of your children that you're not actively with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he has quite a few of those, but, you know, he's young.
I think it's the quite a few that makes it a
red flag. Yeah, because there's a lot of cheating going on. Mm. And I mean, but I was there for the dick.
Mm-hmm.
So that was okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm not going to like get caught up in this shit. I'm definitely on birth control, still using condoms because I'm not playing that shit. But nigga was spending a whole lot of time with me, so much time with me. And if I'm just fucking you, I don't want to hang out with you.
Yeah.
I want you to leave.
Yeah.
So the fact that son was hanging out with me and we weren't having sex some of the times, like we were just hanging out.
Cuddling
and just out and about doing shit, went to his neighborhood, just got a fucking tour and shit.
Yeah.
So it's
I was ready to call him my uncle.
Facts. Because he was doing a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and it didn't feel weird. I was like, oh, this feels like good.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he shit, what was the other part? Oh, he was like, oh, I'm gonna get you open.
Hmm.
Like emotionally.
Wow.
He said that to me once. Now and I'm he annoyed. Also said, Because you know me, like, I'd be fucking clam,
yeah.
Like, when it comes to people that I don't know, because mm-hmm. there's a lot to me, and I don't want to fucking tell you my story, because it's a really hard story to tell, and then it's like, it doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you just leave, and now you just a whole nigga with my secrets, and now I'm gonna mm-hmm. kill you. But he, I think one day we were, like, fucking around, like, in the bed, and he's like, oh, I said, I'm going to make you fall in love with me.
You said that?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Because we were like, not like, I didn't mean it like really.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, you know, I was giving him like really, really, really good fellatio.
Oh, I understand.
I was fleeing the shit out of him. And I'm like, I'm going to make you fall in love with me. You're going to be like, damn, I need this mouth.
Yeah.
But then he replied back, I'm going to make you fall in love with me. But that was emotional.
Oh.
And then we were laughing because it was funny either way. It was like, it was so lightheartedly funny. But then he stopped. He's like, is that a good thing? Because I think he really thought about it. He's like, is that a good thing? And I was like, honestly, I don't know.
A light bulb went off Facts. In the nigga's brain.
Like, that nigga like, really thought about it. Like,
I am going
shit.
To do that.
Yeah, I might actually fall in love with this
baby
bitch.
Mom number five.
Facts. No. No. I will God. Fucking abort that child. I'm not doing that. I am not doing that. And not for any reason, but I don't know, that's just sounded mad harsh, but I'm serious.
I
already said, like, I would never get an abortion again, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd feel comfortable, like being married to somebody with that many kids and that, like, and then having another child by them. It's like,
yeah,
hey, you had enough kids. I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't really want a baby that bad.
Yeah.
But, after that, because it's like, I don't know. I was like, I don't really know if that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I'm like, but we just see what happens. We just roll with it. He's mm-hmm. like, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Let's just roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. So that gave me like comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I can probably do this and it won't be like the worst thing on earth. It won't be my stupidest idea.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you're in the moment, things are different because... I thought this nigga was single. Kind of look like this nigga isn't single, according to the gram.
Explain.
Posting pictures with the mother of his youngest daughter,
mm-hmm.
which is like
his
fine.
Most recent baby.
Yes,
moms.
His most recent baby mama. But before that, he refers to her as wifey. Still,
yeah.
But he doesn't live with her.
Mm-hmm.
They separated,
mm-hmm.
and he just made it seem
he
like
refers to her as wifey to you.
Yes, to everybody.
Oh.
During conversation, you know wifey, thick as hell, wifey, fuck with girls, wifey.
What?
But refers to her when he speaks to her as her name,
Brenda.
Brenda's had a baby. But yeah, so that was. Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Says that they argue he doesn't think that it's ever going to work out, but posts pictures of her and with her on social
very
media.
Very romantic.
Yes.
Themed pictures.
Yes.
Or
like, you know,
pictures.
Like very close together, kissing.
Yeah.
Things that I don't even do.
Yeah.
When I'm with somebody, mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever really done that besides when I was like 20.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, teach his own. If you want to do that, that's mm-hmm. completely cool with me. But except that. He did it one time and I asked him, like, why do you do that if you don't, like her? And, you know, I'm not even going to get into that shit, but whatever.
Wait, what did he say?
He said...
Because I feel like this is about to be a real ain't shit nigga-ism.
Y'all going to hate me, boy. Y'all going to hate me for fucking with this nigga. But he's like, yo, I'm just trying to, you know, keep her happy because I don't want to be on child support.
Damn.
But he has other children that he pays for on child support, so he doesn't get paid that much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't want her to think that I'm not doing what I have to do because of like personal feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So I just try to keep her happy. And if that means posting some shit on social media, I'll do so.
Wow.
But that's not true. I think that was just a front.
To you.
Yes.
Like, I don't even like my baby moms like that.
Yeah.
Mom, like, I was just trying to get back with their baby
exactly.
moms. Exactly. Of that nature.
But it's like, when that's I hear crazy. Them talking on the phone, they argue like crazy. But it's like, I don't really know what's going on. I never asked. Cause not that I didn't feel like it was my place. I just didn't think I cared.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I saw last night, wasn't texting me back. Usually calls me, video chats me like all fucking day. Never called me. Which is like, it's fine because we're not together and I don't feel entitled to anything from him.
It's just weird when there is some sort of pattern.
Yes, and then it just stops. And I was wondering, so whatever, I sent some selfies. I was looking real cute. My my choker with the leggings and the shirt. I was looking like a bad bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent him some pictures. He sent me back some eggplant emojis and some wink emojis.
Was, hard eyes.
Yeah, some cute shit, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, miss you, babe. Never text me back.
Wow.
Ever.
Yeah.
But then I go on the gram and then I see pictures with him and the mother of his child.
Oh, that is so frustrating. When you're trying to like talk to somebody and then you see what you absolutely did not want to see.
I wasn't expecting that shit. Because when I asked him what you doing, he said, oh, I'm about to drink with my mans. Like, he's like,
Brenda's your mans now. The homie.
And I even thought that was funny. So I was like, niggas really like hang out and like get drunk together. And I'm like, I guess like I don't do that. Mm-hmm. Like, unless like we're actively doing something or, you know, maybe I do. But
like at like the crib or in a bar?
Yeah, it seemed like they were at the crib.
I guess that's old nigga shit. He's an old nigga. That's old nigga
shit. Yeah, that's old nigga. And that's like not New York shit.
Yeah.
Like new niggas don't sit and just drink.
I mean,
maybe.
Sitting and drinking wine is now more appealing to me than it was before.
True. But I wouldn't get fucked up.
Oh, no,
like,
no.
He literally used the verbiage like, get fucked up.
Oh.
I don't know if I can get fucked up with just one of my niggas. What are we doing? We're not going to fuck? Why am I getting fucked up with you? Like, what else is there to do? Now I'm just going to be drunk? And then what? What's the point?
Watch a Lifetime film.
Facts. Watch Freddy Krueger with your mans and then y'all cuddling shit. Anyway. Anyway,
cum fight.
It's a cum fight. It's a fucking cum fight with two niggas.
And French Montana.
And French Montana. With macaroni and the cheese. But anyway, not to slander him or whatever. But yeah, I mean, so after seeing that, I was just like, got me in my feelings. I was like, damn, what the fuck am I doing? Like, I always choose unavailable niggas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me,
mm-hmm.
but I have like a unavailable
nigga
radar. Are
you doing it on purpose?
No, I thought he was available.
Yeah.
And I thought T was available.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of my exes are normal fucking people until I get to know them and it's just like, damn, all y'all ain't shit? What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more so that niggas who are emotionally broken,
mm-hmm.
they come to me because I give you all the attention that you've never gotten from anybody else.
Yeah.
And you will never get from anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's also like a thing where it's like, oh, I love it, but I don't want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is fun for now. This is convenient.
For me.
I get what I want. I get some pussy. I get some fucking attention. I get somebody who cares about me and checks on me. But also, I don't see a future in this.
If you want emotional attention, go to Talkspace.com/ho.
Facts.
And pay for that shit.
Pay for that shit.
You
yourself.
Get $30 off your first month.
And you can get all the emotional
people.
Attention that you want.
Yeah.
I am not a fucking, I'm not a comforter. Like,
no.
It's unfair because I also don't get that.
Mm-hmm.
I very rarely get that for myself. Like,
yeah.
I get attention, but then it's like once we're not in that space, we're not occupying a space together. Then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's super weird. He called me like everything was normal. Hey, what you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, huh? Nigga said, I'm about to go to church.
Wow.
I swear to God, Sam,
this is
the
definition.
I said, you about to go repent for your sins? All them sins you've been committing?
Yeah.
And he said, yo, God planned my fate before I was even born, so everything that happens was supposed to happen,
including you being an ancient individual.
Fact, that part had me dying because
yeah.
You know I'm not religious, and I'm definitely not religious for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because it be the craziest, most heathenous motherfuckers
yeah,
who love them some God,
yeah.
And it's like, how do you, How do you do that? How do you walk up in church after
cognitive
having
dissonance.
Sex with two people that you're not married to?
Yeah.
And
being like deceitful.
Yeah. Just out here just lying and going to church like God said I could do it. No, he didn't.
He said God wrote it for me to do it.
God willed it. God willed me to be an ancient nigga, so it's fine. It's not. It's never been fine, but okay. I hit him up like, yo, I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
But he never texted me back. Because my question is going to be, did I just become your side bitch? Because that's not the position I signed up for.
Yeah.
Because I'm a pass.
Yeah.
I'm not side bitch material.
That's whack.
I couldn't.
It's way too much, and it's drama, and it's not like you just want a dick.
You thought you got
something a little more.
Yeah,
you got way too much.
I'm a part of a fucking saga.
Exactly.
I'm gonna pass. It's like cool. Like I don't want to be a side bitch. Do I want to be with a nigga? Not necessarily. I don't know what I want right now. She literally just got out of a relationship, so I'm just trying to chill and fill out life in general. But I also don't want to feel like. Nobody wants to feel like they're second.
Exactly.
And that's what it is. It's like you choose, and rightfully so, you always choose her over me.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay because that's somebody that you've been with, somebody that you have a child with.
Mm-hmm.
That's different. But I don't have to be in that situation.
No.
I can remove myself from that.
It's not replenishing you in any sort
of
way.
Just get up and leave. Mm-hmm. Don't stay at my house. Don't fucking cuddle with me.
Don't be over for Thanksgiving.
Don't be over for Thanksgiving. If you just want to fuck, just fuck. Don't do anything extra
because
mm-hmm. that's mad. That's like you're leading me on.
Yeah.
And then don't play games like, oh, fall in love. I'm going to have you open, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you couldn't even handle me open.
Mm-hmm.
You would fucking die. You'd be like, damn, there's a lot of shit going on with this life. I mean.
But honestly, though. Like,
and I'm too intelligent for shit like
people
that.
People treat man. Other people like toys.
Facts.
Like, oh, I could get some pussy and a little bit of emotional intimacy real quick.
Yeah, it's like
no, there's a person on the other side of all of this.
That is always my thing. People forget that I am attached to my body.
Yeah.
It's like, I know pussy popping. Know head game popping. But I also, like, granted, I may give off, like, a really, like, unemotional cold vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. But if you allow me to get comfortable with you, it's like
I'm going to.
Yeah,
that's humanity.
If you didn't want that from me, either you should have told me or not have made me so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you didn't want that, it would have been completely fine with me. Mm-hmm. I would not. When he fucking called me for the first time, I was like, "What the fuck?
You trying to talk, nigga?"
He called me like immediately. Like, we were just in fucking Germany together, mm-hmm. and then the nigga called me, and I'm just like, you're on the plane still.
Yeah.
Like, you really miss me.
Yeah.
That's cute. That's cool. But it's mm-hmm. like, you already started something, so mm-hmm. it's like, if you want to renege that, you just gotta fucking do it. Just rip the Band-Aid off.
This reminds me of that listener letter last week where it was like, oh, somebody won't do something. What did she say? She was like, oh, he must be interested in me because somebody who's just looking for pussy won't do this. But it's like, he will just because it's fun.
Oh, yeah. We were saying that niggas will do anything for pussy.
Yeah.
Niggas will do anything for pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't ever want to, like, downplay. Like, I'm sure that he feels like something.
Yeah.
It's just not the something that's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
You can't eat your cake and have it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, seriously, like, you can't have all of this and expect it all to continue to be there after you're draining fucking everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be drained anymore. I'm tired of giving. Like,
you deserve more.
Like, how do you not give? I don't know how to stop loving.
Pour it into something else like yourself.
And I don't know how to fucking do that adequately. Fuck, I'm so broken.
Pour that energy into figuring out how.
Facts. I still don't think I'm like over, like, I'm over T in a way that I don't feel romantic love towards him,
mm-hmm.
but I'm definitely still hurt from everything that happened. So mm-hmm. that's why I'm like, I don't want to like hop into something else, especially mm-hmm. with somebody who's problematic, who also has their own issues. I'm good.
Yeah.
But I just want somebody to give me what I fucking give them for once, my nigga. Damn.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Dating game is what?
Stop sliding in my DMs unless you want the D.
What if you just want to take you on a very nice date?
That too. don't be nice to me. I don't want it. No. I want some fucking love, goddammit. I just love you on the show. That's fine.
What about but, in real life?
Yeah, in real life, I also want you to love me. I'm not a fucking sad case, though. I'm doing great.
Good.
You know, besides, you know, drinking my life away.
Yep. No, that's fine. That's just sad. What we do.
Yeah.
That's just what we do.
Gotta cope somehow, sometimes. Don't worry, it's gonna stop. Birthday coming up. Gotta
true.
Get fit.
Kwanzaa coming up.
My birthday's on Kwanzaa, if you didn't know.
That's why you're the Rob.
Yes.
The Rob, the God of Kwanzaa.
And you could definitely donate to the PayPal.
Yes.
Or just to me.
You can do that as well.
I don't
frisky.
Know my PayPal yet, but I will tell you on the next episode.
PayPal.me/Kwanzaa.
The God of Kwanzaa. And you gotta send me money in increments of like the different days. Like Emoja and shit. It's
Emoja.
It's the only one I know.
Imani and shit.
That's all I know.
Let's go on to
Fuck you.
The segment about your sexual romantic dating lives, where we read your listener letters. If you would like to ask us for some advice, share your hotels, or rant against the white cishet patriarchy, please send your thoughts to ihupodcast@gmail.com.
So I got tried this weekend. I met this guy, Chris, at a party. He was in town for a convention for his fraternity and lives about 3 hours away. We ended up talking for a while. He was really cool, so my roommate ended up inviting his friends over to our place. You already know what happened. The sex was fucking amazing! Mm-hmm. He rocked my shit, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. After we were done, Chris asked for my number and saved it in his notes. I thought that was weird, but quite frankly didn't care because I was still dickmatized. He then asked for my IG, and we went back into the living room to rejoin our friends. The next day, I left him alone because I thought it was a one-night thing. He ended up messaging me on IG. He sent me his number and asked for me to text him, even though I had already given him mine. Mm-hmm. From there, we planned to meet up again. We ended up at one of his frat's parties. It was lame. When we met up there, he embraced me, and then we went back to our friends. When me and my friends were getting ready to leave, one of his brothers sat on the back of my car so that I couldn't leave until Chris was done cleaning up inside. That's weird. Finally, Chris makes it to my car. Fast forward a couple hours, I have a finger in my ass and I'm coming back to back. The next morning, I took him back to his hotel and said goodbye to the best thing that's ever happened to me. Later that day, I tried to send him something I saw on Instagram and the nigga blocked me. How the fuck you gonna give me the best sex of my life twice just to block me? What do you all think happened? Why'd he ask for my number and IG after sex just to block me anyways? I'm not the clingy type. Plus, my car is a lease, so there's no way I could harass him. I mean, his dick had me in another dimension, but he lives 3 hours away. Mm. I knew it was a one-time thing and accepted it. Yet, I still got irritated when I saw he blocked me. Side note, my friends followed him for me, and he didn't have any pictures of any women on his page and has like 7,000 followers. So why block me out of everybody? Please help. Sincerely, sad and horny.
Aw, sad and horny. Thank you for writing in. He still has a girlfriend. She's not on his page, but he definitely has a girlfriend.
Yeah,
that's why he blocked you.
Yeah, she exists. and he didn't want her to find you.
What do you mean?
Like, he didn't want her to, like, go on his page and, like, see, like, a fucking comment or some shit.
Yeah, that's
and,
why you
like,
got blocked, exactly.
Yeah.
Or, that's probably why he didn't even add you in his phone.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are
notes.
Like in each other's iMessages mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
If the shit was in the notes.
Yeah.
And then if anything, it'd be like you were the first text, so it doesn't like he initiated
yep.
anything.
Yep, yep, yep.
And if he doesn't have a girlfriend for some reason, mm-hmm. he just ain't shit. And I wouldn't even think about it.
Yeah.
Like,
that's true too. Like, don't
shit.
Try to decipher the actions of strange people.
But it's like, I know how weird that could possibly be,
mm-hmm.
like to have somebody like fuck
just not
for
fuck
dear
with you.
Life and then just literally ghost.
Yeah.
I know that's just kind of hurtful because it's like, cool.
Oh,
like,
course.
You know, I don't.
And you don't even understand what you did, but you
like,
didn't do anything.
Yeah, no, you're just existing and you just actually accidentally fucked with an ancient nigga with good dick.
Yeah.
We do it all the time. I'm doing it right now.
Just stumble onto it.
Yeah, just, I mean. And I mean, the fact that he has that many followers and he blocked you, yeah, that nigga up to something.
Yeah, he's a dick.
Damn.
He's a dick.
Damn.
I'm sorry, but there's other amazing sex out there, honestly.
Facts.
So.
And most of them are probably assholes as well, but they're different levels of assholes. So
yeah.
It's okay.
And you don't have to keep dealing with the same asshole. There's
Facts.
Other assholes
you
with
could,
good dick.
Or you could just become an asshole yourself.
I don't advocate for that.
I do, goddammit.
The end goal with this podcast for me personally is for people to just treat people that they're dating and having sex with a little bit better than they
yeah.
do now. Because it would be great for all of us. It's like socialism. Like, if we all just put in a little bit, we get out a lot.
Realistically, no. But I'm not saying be an asshole and start ghosting on niggas. I'm just saying be even less emotionally involved
mm-hmm.
so that... because shit like this is going to keep
be though, you know, like that's like, why do people have to keep like fucking killing off this part of themselves that exists?
I don't fucking know. It's just the way it is.
I don't like it. Change
it. I'm asking myself that right now.
Shape the fuck up.
That was like the main thing with this nigga. I'm like, damn, like clearly I'm doing something wrong. I need to be less emotional so that I don't, you know, when niggas do fuck shit like this, it doesn't hurt. But it's like, who wants to do that? Yeah. A, and if it's not natural to you, in fact, but if it's not natural, you're just going to keep forgetting. Like, damn it, I forgot. I'm supposed to not have a soul. Yeah. But
I mean, maybe take more caution in who you allow yourself to feel emotions for. But she didn't even do that, or they.
Yeah, but saying like, I thought it was a one-time thing, but my son texted me.
Exactly.
Like, and it's like,
that's why fuckboys trip you up, because they put in just a little something where you're like, oh really?
God. Facts.
But it's like, no, not really.
It's like you're probably like me, like in general, people just used to just not getting a lot. Or barely getting anything, like always getting like fucked over. So like you see a little bit of something, and it's like, you're a good guy, and it's like, no,
I'm not.
I'm still a horrible fucking nigga. You also should probably not talk to me. Actually, don't touch me.
Yeah, make if you only they actually said that though.
Facts. Niggas need disclaimers. Like I ain't shit. I got a good dick.
That's what we need. Yelp. We need Yelp.
Yelp reviews for ain't shit niggas. Yeah, I have 60 of those. I have so many.
Are there any developers out there who would like to create this app? Because
we can somebody's make bank gonna up sue here. Somebody. Somebody gonna sue somebody. Yo, that bitch said that.
She's defaming my dick.
Facts.
She lying on my dick.
She lied on
nigga,
my dick.
You're lying on your dick.
Or said the dick was great, but the nigga was just a horrible fucking human. Yeah. And it's like, no, I'm not. I was so good to you. I mean, yeah, I like totally.
I texted you good morning for the first couple of mornings, bitch. I ain't have to do that.
And I texted back. I always text back.
I ain't leave your shit on red.
Facts. Only sometimes.
I kept it at delivered.
Only sometimes. Sometimes you call me slipping on Instagram.
Scene.
But you know, sometimes, you know, you just be opening the shit up. I just be sending you shit. Just because I sent you something doesn't mean I actually opened a conversation. I'm sorry. Oh man, I'm sorry though.
Yeah, sorry, sad and horny. Stop, but thank you for writing us.
Stop fucking with frat niggas too.
Yeah,
all frat niggas are cornballs. I don't even care if you're in a frat. You listen to the show. You're a fucking cornball.
I think all of the perfect casts are frat fraternity.
Oh, you guys are perfect cornballs.
We got beef out here.
We got beef out here.
That's funny.
With Light Sam.
It's all about Dark Sam.
Dark
That's
Sam.
Me. That's me.
Binaries.
Let's end the show.
All right. If you would like to follow us on social media, you can do so. In a Ho Uprising without the G on Twitter. In a Ho Uprising on Instagram and Facebook. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, go to InAHoUprising.com to pay a bitch or check out merchandise. And go to bit.ly/IHU-live.
Yeah.
And you know, come through, hang out with your favorite hosts.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there. I'll be looking like a little baby dyke.
Yay.
Because that's what y'all really love deep down inside. I know it, you fucking fake lesbians. Yeah. I'll be like, damn. I'm fake gay. For you. That's fine.
That's kind of
I'll eat it.
Guys, don't say that.
Yeah, don't do it, but I'll still eat it.
I'll still eat it.
But you gotta eat it back.
All's fair.
And they're gonna be like, damn, I didn't sign up for that. I thought it was just gonna be
I don't really like pussy.
And if you wanna follow me on Instagram, this never gets less funny.
Yeah.
African-American.bootyscratcher on the gram. I am Rob_the_god on Twitter, aka Rob the God of Kwanzaa.
You can follow me at SlamRid on Instagram and Twitter, all of which will be in the description for this episode. Please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher. That's it.
That's it.